بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. With less than 2 months to go before the month of Dhul-Hijjah, I thought it appropriate to discuss masail related to Udhiyah. Udhiyah is the Arabic term that is used for the sacrifice that we offer on the day of Eid. Eid al-Adha. Eid al-Adha means the Eid and the festival of sacrifice, because there are sacrificial offerings that we make on that day. But there are specific rules and specific laws that apply to the udhiyah, the person slaughtering, and the animal itself, and various other masail and laws. Udhiyah is commonly known as qurbani. We refer to it as qurbani. The act of qurbani, or the animal that is slaughtered, is referred to as the qurbani animal. So, we will first discuss the literal meaning of qurbani. What does qurbani mean literally? Qurbani is a Persian word, and it is derived from the Arabic word qurban, which literally means an act performed seeking closeness to Allah. Any act that is performed through which one seeks closeness to Allah is referred to as qurbani. It is a Persian word, but it is derived from the Arabic word qurban. And the word qurban comes in the Quran when Allah speaks of the sacrifice offered by Habil and Qabil, the two sons of Adam alayhi salam. They were both told to slaughter an animal. Allah says, قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا. Both of them presented and offered a qurban. Qurban, that animal through which you gain closeness to Allah. So that's the objective, and that's the purpose of qurbani. It's not just a ritual slaughtering that we perform, but it is an act of ibadah. And every act of ibadah, literally speaking, is a qurban, is an act that draws us closer to Allah. That is as far as the literal meaning is concerned. The technical meaning, or the shari'i meaning in sharia, when we speak of qurbani, or we speak of the qurbani animal, what does this actually refer to? It is a sacrifice of a specific animal. That's the first aspect, a specific animal, not any animal. There are special rules, special conditions that apply to this qurbani animal. It is offered by a specific person. Not everyone is going to perform qurbani. There's a specific person that will perform the qurbani. There are conditions that must be met by that person on a specific day. The day is also a specific day. We know the days of qurbani are the 3 days of the day of Eid. They are specific days. You cannot perform qurbani any other time of the year except on those days. And it is an act that is performed to seek Allah's pleasure and to gain reward. Moving on to some of the conditions for the slaughterer. As far as the slaughterer is concerned, what are the conditions that will render qurbani compulsory upon a person? The first condition is that of Islam, of course, like every other act of ibadah, salah, zakah, fasting. Islam is the first condition. A non-Muslim, even though he performs qurbani, or even though he fasts in Ramadan, you find some non-Muslims, especially those living in a Muslim country, they fast in the month of Ramadan to experience that ibadah, or to experience that act of worship that the Muslims are engaged in. They will not be rewarded for that fast, because the very first condition that is required for an act of ibadah, which is Islam, is not found. The second condition is maturity. Maturity. So a child is not required to perform qurbani. irrespective of how wealthy the child is. The child who has not reached the age of puberty does not have to perform qurbani. So qurbani must be performed by a mature person. Each adult member of a family must carry out his or her own qurbani separately. This is important. So each adult member of the family will carry out the qurbani separately. One animal will not suffice on behalf of the entire family, one sheep or one goat. Every adult, we will treat them independently and separately. As we have, when it comes to zakah also, zakah, when the child is calculating his or her zakah, they do not consider the status of the father, they do not consider the status of the mother, but they will look at their situation and they will look at their financial ability independently. The same with qurbani. It does not mean if qurbani is wajib on the father, automatically it becomes wajib on the child. No. We will look at the child's financial status. Is he or she qualified to perform the qurbani? So this is different to the laws of fitrah. In fitrah, we have learned that the father will discharge fitrah, the sadaqatul fitr, on behalf of his minor children. This does not apply to zakah, it does not apply to qurbani. Sanity is another condition. An insane person, a majnoon, a person who suffers from insanity, is not required to perform the qurbani. Must be a muqeem, a resident. A muqeem, one who is not a shari'i traveler. A person who is a shari'i traveler. Who is a shari'i traveler? That person who has traveled beyond the boundaries of his hometown for a distance of 78 kilometers or more. And he is not muqeem. He is not a resident in the town to which he has traveled. Right? So a musafir basically is exempted from performing qurbani. Not that he cannot do it, but if he wishes to do it, he may do it, similar to Jumu'ah, the ruling of Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah is not compulsory upon a traveler, the one who is recognized as a shari'i traveler in Islam. But if he wishes, of course, it's better to perform the qurbani, to perform the Jumu'ah. And the same applies to qurbani. The person is a traveler, he's not required to perform qurbani. But if he has the means and he has the ability to do so, then we will encourage him or encourage her to perform the qurbani, but it is not compulsory upon that person. May Allah grant us.